The Senate has adjourned until Monday as Republicans and Democrats remain at odds over the next pandemic relief bill. There is urgency because extra unemployment benefits end today. Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Republican, joins us now. Senator, welcome back.
Nice to be back with you, Jeremy.
Well, let me ask you about the relief bill, because the extra $600 in unemployment benefits expires today. That's millions of Americans who soon won't be able to pay rent or buy things that they need. These are payments that also help to prop up the rest of the economy, and they're about to go away. Why has the Senate adjourned for the week without finding a solution to this?
Jeremy, they shouldn't. You know, if you stop and think about what we ought to be doing is focus on the people that are hurting. I was disappointed yesterday. We had two opportunities to work on the unemployment, and Chuck Schumer came down, blocked that. You know, one thing about being in Congress, you have to figure out how to work well with others. And right now, this place does not work. And Jeremy, we have been so inefficient with the dollars that we've spent. The new proposal, one side wants $3 trillion, the other side starting at $1 trillion. Somebody's going to pay for this.
So you seem to be saying that you don't want to spend that kind of money, even in the midst of an unprecedented pandemic and economic disaster. You don't think we should be spending trillions more?
What we ought to do is we ought to spend the dollars it takes to do the things that we care about, like make sure we get a vaccine, make sure we get, you know, the testing, and, you know, we're behind in testing again. Make sure that we help the unemployed. Make sure that we help our small businesses stay in business and reopen. Should we be spending money for the National Endowment for the Arts? Should we be spending money for a new FBI building or the Kennedy Center? No, we shouldn't be spending money like that. We're borrowing an unprecedented amount of money, and we're never going to be able to pay for this if we don't get this economy reopened again.
Well, what about aid for states and cities that are facing massive budget holes? Democrats want to give $1 trillion to that to prevent massive layoffs. The GOP proposal contains no additional funding for state and local governments. You're a former governor. Don't you think that's a mistake to not give them any money right now when they need it?
So, Jeremy, I don't believe we ought to be bailing out prior bad budgets. Like, I don't believe we should use the coronavirus as a reason to pay for Illinois or California's or New Jersey's pension plans that are unfunded. First off, we paid for already. We gave the states over $500 billion and access to another $500 billion in loans. And what I've asked is the states, tell us how you've used that money so we can figure out what we should be doing. Less than 10 governors responded. They just want us to hand them a blank check that they can do anything with.
So you sound very far apart from Democrats, obviously, on this. Do you think then it's possible that there will be no bill at all, no agreement on a bill to help people out who are unemployed right now, who are struggling even to put food on the table?
That would be a mistake if nothing happens. Look, I'm optimistic. We'll be back on Monday, and I hope that this weekend everybody will come back with a renewed focus to say, let's focus on the virus, focus on the unemployed, focus on reopening our economy.
So you don't include in that list there liability protections, which is something that Senate Republicans have been pushing for. The White House, apparently, according to The Washington Post, is willing to cut a deal that does not include liability protections for businesses. Would you support a bill without liability protections?
Jeremy, I think that would be a mistake. I think it'll hurt reopening our economy. We've got to make sure that we don't, you know, put our businesses, our schools, our hospitals in a position that they can't provide the services they provide because they're worried about getting sued. It has to be in there.
Let me just ask you about COVID-19, especially in your state. Florida has seen an enormous spike in cases. You're now seeing daily records of people dying from COVID-19. Why do you think this happened in Florida after so many months of warnings in the form of experiences of other states like New York and New Jersey?
I think at every level of government, the government has not done a great job of getting information out. They should have been very consistent about masks, about social distancing all along, about what you ought to be doing, giving us more information about where the transmission is. If that restaurant has had coronavirus, you should tell me.
So on the issue of messaging, then, the president retweeted a video the other day of a doctor urging people not to wear masks. And the doctor also said there's a cure for COVID, which there isn't. So isn't the president really responsible for this inconsistent messaging on coronavirus?
Jeremy, I didn't see that, but I can just tell you that if people are not convinced they should wear a mask, then everybody involved, and you can talk about the media too, everybody involved, they got up their message. There should be more information out here for people to make informed decisions, because you know what, people are smart.
I just want to ask you one last thing, Senator. President Trump said he was rescinding a policy that requires cities to track and fix barriers to fair housing. Now, you grew up in public housing. He tweeted, "I'm happy to inform all of the people living their suburban lifestyle dream that you will no longer be bothered or financially hurt by having low-income housing built in your neighborhood." What's your response to that?
You know, Jeremy, I grew up in public housing. I've been blessed. I didn't see the details. So I'll look into it. In Carson, Secretary Carson, I know he's trying to give more flexibility to states on how to handle affordable housing, but I believe we've got to make sure people can have a place to live and they can afford to live there. And, you know, and it's really think that especially what we're going through right now, you got to step up your game to make sure that we help everybody.
So that's not offensive to you, what the president tweeted?
Jeremy, I didn't see the details. I'll clearly try to understand what they're doing. And, you know, I want to make sure people have affordable housing. It helped my family when I was a kid, so it's important to me.
That is Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Republican. Thank you so much, Senator, for joining us.
Hi, thanks, Jeremy. Have a good day. Stay safe.
And you as well.